Let's have the conversation. WhatsApp voice notes on 0614 104 107.
Aldrin, great show as always, my brother. Listen, answering what you have asked on Twitter about Sihle Zikalala, he doesn't have a choice. If he doesn't swallow his pride, my bro is unemployed and uzolamba. So he doesn't have a choice but to serve in executive. Maybe it's high time people start realizing being a mayor, the minister, the deputy, the president, or the premier, you are just a political deployee. You are no one special. Thanks, Sipho in Kroonstad.
SAFM values your views. Be an active citizen.
27 minutes after 3 o'clock, in conversation with our Kenyan correspondent, that is Sarah Kimania, as we look at the election results that have been followed quite closely in Kenya with the telling process currently underway. But it is only fair to say that some political analysts still believe that the race is too close to call. To give us an update in terms of where things are currently, we are joined by Sarah Kimania, who joins us on the line. Sarah, good afternoon and welcome to the show. So what do we see on that telly board?
What we see is a very tight race, but it also depends on which television station you're watching, because we have not been able to see the tally from the Electoral Commission, although all the forms are in the digital portal. So what is happening now, local media houses here are tallying on their own the results as they come in, and it is a huge task because they must go through 46,229 forms to be able to extract the results. So what we are seeing now is both leaders at 6 million, but with a difference of about 200,000 between them. In one station, Raila Odinga leading. In another television station, William Ruto leading. What we know for sure is that the difference between the two leaders will be very slim. And at this point, they are still at neck to neck. Just by looking at how they have been able to return in terms of members of parliament from the various constituencies and strongholds.
And quickly, what are we hearing from the observers, including former President Kikwete?
Well, the observers are so far happy with the electoral process, but they are calling on Kenyans to remain peaceful, to remain calm. They're calling on politicians to restrain their foot soldiers, whether on social media or whether on television, to ensure that the country holds together now and after the election results are announced.
There's also an issue around the voter turnout that was raised by the former president, Kikwete. What exactly does this point us to, considering that in previous elections you had like something like an 80% turnout?
Well, he admitted that indeed the voter turnout was a concern. By yesterday evening, the Electoral Commission was talking about 56.4%, where they said that may go up to just about 65%, quite low considering in 2017 it was 78%. The former president of Sierra Leone, who is leading the African Union Observer Mission, Ernest Bai Koroma, saying some of the stakeholders that they spoke to said that the youth did not feel well represented by those who are vying for the various elective positions, but also over time they feel that the election has nothing in it for them because they're still jobless, they're still sleeping hungry, they still cannot be able to afford the cost of living in the country. And so they feel even when they vote, their vote does not count and it does not matter eventually.
Thank you so much for your time, Sarah Kimania, our SABC East Africa correspondent. It's 3:30, time for the news headlines.